Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network. Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Need expert advice on your family's health? Speak to us today at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.
Okay, so back to today. The Eurovision final is just hours away. Sadly, Ireland isn't in it. Poor old Emmy. But that won't stop a lot of people from tuning in tonight for the music and the madness, including my next two guests, who are just back from the second semi-final in Basel, Russell Alford and Patrick Hanlon, a.k.a. food writers The Gastro Gays. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
So what you guys have done is you've chosen some songs we should be looking out for tonight. But first of all, tell me about the buzz in Basel. You guys go to Eurovision every year, do you?
Yeah, I think this is our 10th time heading to it. And, you know, it's always a great excuse to get over there and to get the energy and to get the atmosphere. But for us, it's also a great excuse to get over there, eat out, explore the cuisine, and it was beautiful. It's a stunning architecture over there, beautifully clean.
Yeah,
but my God,
cheapest chips.
God, is it the opposite of that? It was probably the most expensive couple of days I've had in quite a few years, but it was worth it, I think.
Was it? Yeah. Okay. So Russell, were you on a bit of a downer on Thursday night when Emmy didn't make it through?
Yeah, and I kept getting accosted by various broadcasters, including your colleague Evelyn O'Rourke, who got me at my upset moment. I was upset. It's look at the draw in a lot of ways. The second semi-final had a lot more heavy hitters in it, had a lot more of the favourites in there. It was a harder semi-final to get out of, and the odds were never really in our favour. Emmy did a great job, and the arena was electric. It's a song that we've been singing non-stop ever since. It is really catchy. It just didn't land with the voting public this time around, which is a real shame. But as I keep saying, it's back to the drawing board. Maybe do something a bit different again next year and see.
Yeah, okay. Where will you be watching the final tonight, by the way?
We are having a party at our apartment. So there's about 10 people plus our dog who will all be watching the show tonight. And God love them. The menu is fantastic. The decorations are great. We just cannot wait.
Okay, that sounds better.
Got an invite?
Planned.
Do you want to come along?
Okay. I'll see you there.
Invite for you.
Can I get a plus one?
Yes, of course.
Okay. So Patrick, you pick some songs for us that you guys feel we should keep an eye on tonight. So we'll start with Poland.
Poland. Okay. So Justyna Stechkowska, her song is called Gaia, and it performed towards the early part of Tuesday's semi. And the interesting thing about this is it's entirely in Polish. They tend to sing in English. And she opened the show in Dublin 30 years ago this week. So
how old is she?
52. She's
52.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
And is throwing everything at her performances, hanging off the ceiling, is playing the violin, it has impressive choreography, it is
okay.
Everything and more.
Okay, here's our first runner and rider for tonight. This is the Polish entry, Justyna Stechkowska with Gaia. Pretty good, Justyna Stechkowska. And look, we're playing short clips, but you can just take it that the songs go on pretty similarly for about 3 minutes each. Okay, Russell, Finland next.
Yes.
You think this could be a dark horse here?
Yes, this is a bit of a dark horse. Erika Wickman is singing a song which is German in its title and Finnish in its lyrics, and it's called Ich komme. If you speak German, you will understand what that means. I'm not going to say it in English. And you can imagine what the song's visual elements are. It's she rides on a phallic looking microphone at one point at the end of the performance, but it's a very, very memorable track. It's very catchy.
Okay.
A huge favourite.
She's coming now, Erika Wickman. This is Ich komme.
Ich komme.
Okay, that's Finland there building to a crescendo. Okay, Patrick, Sweden is the bookie's favourite by a long shot.
Absolutely. At this point, they're kind of untouchable. And
really?
If they get it tonight, it has captivated the fans and it's at the top of the odds. It is an interesting one because if they get the title tonight, they then overtake Ireland in the wins. So then they get the record that Ireland has held on to for so long. They currently are splitting it even, but tonight seems as if Ireland is going to have to hand
there's,
that
there's
over.
No justice if Ireland's record gets beaten by this.
Especially on a song about saunas.
Okay, this is Kai Barabadu Bastu. Okay, bit of pork and nonsense from Sweden there. Okay, Russell, you're not ruling out Austria though.
No, Austria is a really interesting one. It has been a fan favourite for a couple of weeks now. It has been coming and going in the top part of the odds. JJ is the singer with a very pop opera kind of song called Wasted Love. The entire performance is in black and white, so it's visually very, very striking. It's a bit of a we love it and we hate it kind of song at the moment. And a lot of our friends and our groups and everything, we're all kind of teetering on, I don't think this is a winner. It's possibly a third or fourth place. Very strong vocally and visually, but it could creep up.
Okay, JJ, Wasted Love. That's Austria there and JJ Wasted Love. Listen, can we talk about Latvia? Tautu Matejas, Burman Laimi. How am I doing there, Patrick?
You're spot on, or as close as, I'd say.
There's something incredibly weird and mad about and magic about this.
This is the only girl group in the competition tonight, and take the idea of the Spice Girls and crumple it up because it's a complete opposite of that. They are
with Kate Bush.
They're over the top. Their performance is incredible in that they have probably had to practice each step for about a half year.
They make a perfect square at one point, yeah. Six of them, yeah.
And it's all in the harmonies. It's a gorgeous entry, and I think it's going to come highly tonight.
Okay, this is Tautu Matejas, Burman Laimi. Okay, that was Tautu Matejas. I'm just showing off now at this stage. Burman Laimi, that's the Latvian entry. Definitely one to watch. Russell, you also think the Italian entry is one to watch?
Yeah, now it's more so that I think it's a bit interesting for fans of the contest and geeks like myself, I guess. Back in 1999 was last time we had any live music on the Eurovision stage when we got rid of the orchestras and it all became recorded tapes. Lucio Corsi's song, which is all about, it translates as I Want to Be a Tough Guy. It's a gorgeous song. He plays the harmonica on stage, and this is the first time we'll have had a live instrument on the Eurovision stage in 25 plus years. And what's incredible is when people play instruments on stage, they're not actually playing anything. It's all a track. People don't realise that.
But he's really given 70s Bowie Mark Bolan, yeah, or something great.
It's something from the last time Switzerland hosted, yes. Visually at least.
That reference is lost on me, but yeah. I trust you on that. Here's the Italian entry, Lucio Corso and Voleve Essere Un Duro. Okay. Okay, so that was Italy, Lucio Corsi and Voleve Essere un Duro. We should say you're also tipping Denmark, Sissel with Hallucination, and the German entry, your siblings, Abor and Tina with Balor. Just a couple of really quick round-up questions then. Rumours, Patrick, that Celine Dion will show up tonight.
This has been ongoing for weeks, and she appeared in on screen on Tuesday night, and that kind of put that to bed. But then there's been this thing of they have time in the order, the private jets have been spotted.
Okay, this is a Taylor Swift speculation.
Exactly. Right. So okay. I think from our perspective, I don't think I would expect it, but if it happens, great.
Yeah, okay. Russell, just finally, as a fan, should Israel be included or not?
Simple as this, no. Regardless of anything that their broadcaster or the government has been doing, it's bringing the contest itself into disrepute. The last 2 years, this has been dominating the conversation around it, and it does not feel like it's united by music in the way that the EBU and Eurovision are trying to put it off. Hopefully this may be the last year, but a lot of fans are annoyed at this.
The final of the Eurovision Song Contest on RT1 and the RT Player at 8 p.m. tonight. Russell Alford and Patrick Hanlon. Do's prawns, you both. You really set that up well for us. And happy Eurovision Day. We'll take a break.
Text 51551. Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.